upper90studios.com.
Fantasy Premier League tips and cheats. Get ready for Game Week 9 Injury Report. Who's the best forward to replace Sergio Aguero? We'll talk team tactics, players to watch, red flags, and captain analysis. The top FPL tips to give you a competitive advantage.
Injury Report.
Let's begin with Game Week 9 Injury Report. Which players have fallen victim to FPL's biggest enemy, the international break?
Sergio Aguero.
We tipped Aguero to bring us huge points last week. He was our captain, but we didn't predict 5 goals in 20 minutes, 50 points. We smashed the 100-point mark with 113 points. Upper 90 Studios jumped from 187,000th place to 18,000th out of 3.5 million players, top 0.5%. Green arrows for the past 6 game weeks. Everything was going so well, and 24 minutes into the international break, Aguero pulls his hamstring.
That wasn't a pull, it was a tear. It's way more serious. It's a grade 2 tear, probably means about a month, maybe 2 on the sidelines.
That's not good. What do you think about him this season? Has he been playing injured?
When you're playing injured or just scared of being injured, it makes a big difference. You start favoring that leg. You don't go all out. You don't go 100% into challenges.
And that's,
I know that's when
you get other injuries. When you get muscle injuries.
The question is, are you going to keep him or are you going to sell him?
Our plan is to sell Aguero. We're not keeping a 13 million pound player on the bench for a month and a half. We already made 2 early transfers this week because we wanted to bring in Mane before his price rise. Had we waited, we would have missed out by 0.1 million. We knew the risk because it's a 2-week international break and it backfired. Selling Aguero now would mean negative 8 points, which would be our first 8-point hit this season. Can it pay off? As you can see, we made 3 transfers game week 7. Had we not made those transfers, we would have scored 3 points. After the transfers, 21 points. Subtract the points hit and it's still worth it. It also affected our team value, because had we kept those players, they would have brought our team value down by 0.3 million. With the new players, within a few days, our team value increased 0.6 million. Another problem that we have is that because Aguero is so expensive, it means all those teams who sell him can now use the extra funds to bring in the top midfielders. We worked so hard to get this midfield, plus we had Aguero. We were really confident because our team was unique. Suddenly, everyone has De Bruyne, Sanchez, Payet, except they might be even stronger than us up front. So the big question is, who's the best forward to replace Sergio Aguero? To answer that question, we have to ask, how do we beat all these new teams with these strong midfielders?
Green lights.
Sadio Mane. He's an exciting player, only 23 years old. He's explosive, scores goals, assists. Take a look at his numbers against Chelsea.
I like Mane. I have him on my team. Really like him. He was by far the best player on the team against Chelsea.
Yeah, he should have scored 3 or 4 goals. Mane is in the top 5 players for dribbles completed, and he's 3rd in big chances created. He scored 11 points last week. Game week 7, he scored 7, and he scored 9 points game week 6. We couldn't resist. We took a 4-point hit, and we brought in Sadio Mane. Theo Walcott. He's averaging 8 points in his last 2 matches. Scored another one for England. Take a look at Walcott's numbers as a striker versus out on the wing for Arsenal since August 2013. He has the same number of goals and assists, but in fewer appearances. He's a midfielder playing as a striker with the potential for massive points in FPL. Do you have any other ones?
Johan Kabay. I couldn't believe that Crystal Palace was able to pick him up this season. He's got 25 points in the last 3 games.
Unbelievable player. So these are the green lights, but who are the players that could hurt fantasy managers this week?
Red flags.
Mahrez blanked game week 7, dropped game week 8. Rumors it was because of his selfish playing style. Some call him the Algerian Di Maria.
That's funny. Yeah, he has moments of brilliance, but you know, sometimes he's inconsistent.
One more blank and managers are going to panic. They're going to drop him. So we took a risk and sold Mahrez at his peak. Do you still have him on your team?
He went bye-bye to make room for Kabay.
Say he went bye-bye to make room for Kabay.
That's terrible. You can't say he went bye-bye to make room for Kabay.
It's funny.
No.
Do you still have him on your team?
No. I got rid of him for Kabay.
Darmian, negative 1 point last week. He was lucky not to be sent off. I was texting you as this nightmare was unfolding before my eyes. That yellow now puts him at 4 yellow cards for the season. One more and he'll be suspended. Which brings us to our final question, and it's a big one. Who's the best forward to replace Sergio Aguero?
Game week 9, cheat.
Diego Costa. Everyone has gone for Pella, Lukaku, but we don't want to be like everyone else. The best forward to replace Sergio Aguero game week 9 is Diego Costa. He admitted to being overweight when he arrived for preseason. We cover that match against the Red Bulls this summer. What did you think of Diego Costa?
See, I didn't see that. I didn't think he was overweight. He was making incredible runs. He was fast.
I took the photos that prove he was overweight.
Okay, maybe, but he was fast.
But you know, something was missing because he wasn't finishing his chances then. And maybe it was a little bit of that sharpness that he was missing.
Yeah, that could be.
We love that he backed Mourinho. He blamed himself and the players for the slow start. He looks fitter now, and he was dropped by Del Bosque for Spain, which means no injuries during the international break. We're probably going to wait right until before the deadline to make this transfer, because we can afford to let Aguero drop 0.1 million, and we want to be sure that Costa won't drop before then.
Captain analysis.
For the past 3 weeks, our captain picks have been home runs. Payet away at Manchester City, who were unbeaten at the time. De Bruyne away at Tottenham, and they lost 4-1, but he scored. Last week, Sergio Aguero bagged us 50 points, 113 points total, top 18,000 overall rank. Last week, you captained Mahrez. How did that work out?
Yeah, he didn't play.
Well, he didn't play for us either, but we lucked out because Ighalo came off the bench, 9 points. Who's your captain this week?
Pella.
Good choice.
Just like everybody else.
Just like everybody else.
The guy's got 25 points in the last three games.
Wow.
5 goals, 5 assists for the season. He's my choice. But I could be persuaded last minute to go for Sanchez.
That's a good pick as well. Scored against Brazil. Aguero was our captain game week 9, but now he's out, so we have to think outside the box. We don't want to have the same team as everybody else. So our game week 9 captain, our top cheat, Diego Costa. Amp up your FPL game by subscribing to us on YouTube or bookmark the Fantasy League tab on our website, upper90studios.com. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain simply by using our tips and applying them to your daily fantasy team. See you soon.